Welcome to day 10 of our 13 Days of Yule Winter Solstice Meditations, 10, Virgo, and the Healer. Many are the faces of Virgo. We've often thought about Virgo as the analyst, able to see all the parts of anything, see how they all work together or don't work together. We also think of Virgo as the servant, for the process is key to understanding this mutable earth sign. Symbol of mutable earth is the harvest itself. Grains, fruits, and vegetables, as that is the earth manifest in a form that will not last, that's mutable. It will either be eaten, stored, or spoiled, just as food serves us as nourishment. The powers of Virgo serve the greater good when applied to the highest and deepest wisdom. But the favored face in the temple of witchcraft for the teachings of Virgo is the healer. Virgo is ruled by Mercury, so mercurial correspondences, particularly as they relate to the relationship between the elements of air, traditional for Mercury, and earth, traditional for Virgo, are appropriate. Colors such as orange, brown, and yellow-green work. Various agates are the best stones for versatile Virgo. And fennel, dill, and any plant with abundant seeds serves us well as an herbal correspondent. The tarot card is the hermit, whose Hebrew letter is yod, often associated with the seed. Use these tools in the 10th working of our 13 days of Yule to connect with the healer and with Virgo. Since this working will be a microcosm of the forces for the month when the sun is in Virgo, you might want to pull a tarot card, rune, oem, any other divination omen before or after the workings to give yourself further insight on the month of Virgo. Let's start by entering into a meditative state, preparing ourselves and preparing the space. Start by relaxing your body. Relax all the muscles in your head and your neck. This is Virgo. Pay attention to all the details within your body, starting at the scalp, relaxing the forehead and around the eyes, relaxing the cheeks and the jaw, relaxing the neck and the throat, down through the shoulders, down from the shoulders into the biceps and triceps, down past the elbows, relax through the forearms and to the wrists, through the hands and the knuckles, the joints of your fingers. Waves of relaxation sweep through all the parts, starting at the top of your head and neck, moving down through your shoulders and arms. The waves of relaxation continue to flow through your chest, down every vertebrae within your spine, in your chest as you breathe in and out. Relax any holding in your belly and your diaphragm. Give your lower back permission to relax down all the way to the base of your spine, to your buttocks. Relax your hips. Deeply relax in the pelvis of your body. Release any holding in your belly area, your abdomen. Just give yourself permission to relax. Relax the thighs, relax the knees, relax the calves and shins, ankles and feet. Feel waves of relaxation down through the soles of your feet, down through every joint in your toe, out through the tips of your toes. Relax. Relax your mind. Let all unwanted thoughts float away like white wispy clouds. Like a clear blue sunny sky, your mind is clear and peaceful and blue. Not a thought or care in the world, yet you keep your focus on the sound of my voice and the intention to visit the healer. The waves of relaxation open up your heart. Feel the perfect love and perfect trust in your heart. Each beat, perfect love and perfect trust, moving from your heart through your arteries, touching every cell within your body, perfect love, perfect trust, every fiber of your being, perfect love, perfect trust. Returning through the veins, perfect love, perfect trust. Coming back to the heart again, perfect love, perfect trust. Permeating your entire being with perfect love, perfect trust. And then within your heart, find the light of your souls. Like the candle flame that has grown into a lantern, that has grown into a torch. As the child of light within you grows stronger, it shall guide you in all things, in all ways. Call up the screen of your mind. Draw upon the screen the number 12. Draw the number 12. 11. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. And 1. You are now in a meditative state where everything you do is correct and for the good of all involved. Release the screen of your mind as we go deeper. 13. 12. 11. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. You are now in a deeper state where all is possible. Be aware of the space that you are in, the spirits and powers that dwell before you, the spirits and powers that dwell to your right, the spirits and powers that dwell behind you, and the spirits and powers that dwell to your left. The spirits and powers that dwell in the heavens and the great above, in the great below, and the great between. And here, from flesh and blood, breath and bone, here and now we rise up from this place and time to walk the royal road, the path of initiation that is the way of the sun, the moon, and the stars, the ecliptic. Rise up and walk the path from where you last left it, and as you've passed through the fire temple of the artisan, we now quickly approach the healing temples. The healing temples where harmony is restored, often through the dream state. The healing temple helps point out to us what is out of balance and needs processing in our lives. It shows us the direction to the right course of action, remedies, and allies. Go and enter the healing temple. Take a look around. How does this place of magic and wonder manifest for you? Soon you are greeted by the deity of healing. Commune with the deity of healing. Speak about what might be in need of healing in your own life and how to receive that healing. The healer speaks about the path of initiation and how the path of life can wound us all. Yet our wounds can be great teachers if we look at them as teachers. It is through the path of healing we become truly whole. The healer teaches us to cure diseases in ourselves and others. Diseases and wounds of the body, yes, but also the mind, heart, soul. The goal of the witch, taught by the healer, is to truly attune with the cycles of the earth. The healer carries a potion bottle, the healing salve or liquid. Perhaps the healer will use it on you as a part of your blessing. Bring the child of light within you to the healer. Receive the blessings and wisdom of the healer God. We bless you by seed and root, by stem and bud, by leaf and flower and fruit. May you grow whole, may you grow wise, may you be blessed, heal. And we thank the healer. Blessed be. Be aware that the healing may continue in your dream time, bringing you blessings and healing directly, completing the work that has started here, or receiving insight, inspiration, guidance about your healing journey through your dream. But now it is time to pass through the Temple of Healing and return from the Royal Road back to the here, back to the now. Feel yourself return down from the path of the stars to the here and the now. Return to flesh and blood, breath and bone, return, return. Be aware and thankful to the spirits and powers, to the space before you, and to those that dwell on your left, to those that dwell behind you, those that dwell on your right. Be thankful of the spirits of the great above, the great below, and the great between. Coming back to flesh and blood, breath and bone, we return 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Feel your fingers and toes, ankles and wrists. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. Give yourself clearance and balance, bringing your hands, palms down to your crown, sweeping downward, out, and towards the ground. I release all that does not serve. I am in balance with myself. I am in balance with the universe. Open your eyes, ground yourself as needed. Remember that the healing may extend onward into your dreams, so keep a notebook or recorder by your bedside tonight and for the next few days. Remember what happens in this vision will help you unfold your experiences for the month when the sun occupies the tropical sign of Virgo. If you haven't pulled a divination omen yet, you can do so at this time. Thank you very much for participating in the 13 Days of Yule Meditation Vision Workings. For more information on my own teachings, please visit christopherpenzak.com, or for information on the Temple of Witchcraft, visit templeofwitchcraft.org. Blessed be and happy holidays.